Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
Are you aware of how present blame is in your life? Are you on the receiving end of blame? If so, do you counter with blame to the sender? How strong is your blame behavior and how does it affect your life? I'm sure you figured it out already. Getting out of the blame game is the topic for today's show. Welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we introduce tools that will assist you in opening awareness to your own incredible awesomeness and empower your journey to authentic living. Thank you so much for tuning in today. The blame game has moved to nearly epidemic status these days. We see it and hear it everywhere we look. You know, if you just turn on the news, you see that our government, the leaders of our government on both sides of the aisle, are more interested in blaming the other party for the issues that we all face than they are in working towards solution. We see this on the national level, with nations all around the world blaming other nations for the problems that we face, and not many of them are looking to find ways to ease the conflicts and find common ground. We have religions that blame other religions and the behaviors of society as the cause for the problems they see that go against their beliefs, yet many do little to teach different ways that lead to understanding and love. The media around the world cast blame as a way to raise their ratings, and like governments, nations, religions, and people, they do little to offer ideas for possible solutions. Now, before we move on, I want to point out that by listing these groups and people who blame instead of seeking solutions, I too have blamed. I understand that. The blame game is difficult to stop, but folks, it is not impossible. When my clients come to me with blame, I ask them to also recognize their part in the situation and then to offer two possible solutions. If we could all do that and grasp that, we can make this world a much better place. If blame plays a role in your life, and folks, it does for all of us, there is much more at stake than not finding solutions that serve your greater good. When we blame, we are not in control of our lives anymore. You may think you are. Sometimes blame feels like you're taking action, but blame takes your control and tosses it out the window. When blame is present, you just conceded that the other person, the person that you're blaming, has power over you. They control you and the situation. Today, we're going to talk about claiming responsibility for your own actions and your responses and releasing blame. For this show is claim rather than blame. It's very simple to remember that tool. It's a little bit more difficult to put it into practice. We will also talk about how you can regain the control that you deserve over your own life experiences. So as I said, the governments, nations, religions, and media that that we talked about before are all pretty big groups. And blame on the personal level is a little bit different. When we see the blame on those bigger levels, on the national and international levels, it kind of seems like we can't do a whole lot. So it's easy to ignore it. It's easy to just blame them and let them take the fall for whatever's going on. On the personal level, it's a little bit harder to ignore. On the personal level, we feel the effects even more so than we do on that international level. Blame does exist in our everyday lives. Let me ask you, are you a coffee drinker? Have you ever blamed a mistake that you had during the day on not having enough coffee in the morning or having it before you had your coffee? How many times does the behavior of your kids get blamed for something that happened? How often is a busy schedule for not getting something done or being late? And what about traffic? Have you ever used traffic as an excuse for tardiness? You know, how many times do we blame something outside of ourselves for the issues we face during the course of our normal day? An example in my life is that for more than 30 years, I was a smoker. I fortunately never had any health issues from it and dropped the behavior many years ago. If there would have been health issues, the cigarettes would certainly have gotten the blame even more so than the fact that I was the one choosing to light up and smoke them all by myself. Here's how stealthy blame can be. It was not until I dropped the smoking behavior that I realized how many times I blamed my need for a cigarette as a cause to step away from a conversation that I didn't want to have. I would take a smoke break when things got tough. I hate to admit it, but I would light up a cigarette sometimes when someone was coming towards me and I just didn't really want to have a conversation. I would light up to deter them from starting a conversation. Many folks use their phones in the same way. They can step away from an unwanted conversation and blame it on a phone call that mysteriously came in. We glue our attention to the messages and emails on our phones to avoid striking up a conversation. And phones are not the only object we throw blame on. We have them all over the place. It often feels easier to blame something for our perceived shortcomings than claiming responsibility for our actions. Sometimes the situations or actions really do feel like they're someone else's fault. And maybe they are. However, the act of blaming causes us to spend our energy looking for fault by someone else or something else, and that takes time, effort, energy. It takes away from finding solutions, and it takes away from finding what might work towards the greater good in that situation for ourselves and for everyone included. As long as we are blaming someone or something else, we are giving control of our lives over to that someone or that something. When we cast blame, we are essentially telling ourselves and all the people involved that we are powerless to rectify the situation. Same goes for the governments of the world. As long as they are blaming someone or something else, they are giving control and power over to that person, over to that government, over to that situation that they're blaming. Blame is a tricky thing. When we blaming, it feels like we truly are taking an empowering step. We've found fault and we're going to point it out. The only thing we're doing in that is sending responsibility for the solution to someone else. We're sending it away from ourselves. It feels like we are taking action that will empower us. But folks, that blame interrupts our progress toward a desired goal. We add to the interruption by casting blame instead of seeking resolution and getting back on track. Blame does nothing to empower us. It simply gives away our control and makes us victims. Blame is one of the strongest egoic actions we can take. It does not come from your heart. It does not come from your essence, your authenticity. It comes from ego. Ego tells us that our answers lie outside of us somewhere. It tells us that responsibility lies somewhere other than within us, and blame is one of the ways this illusion manifests itself. When we claim responsibility instead of blame, we realize all the answers and power we really need are already within us. When we claim our part in the situation, we become our own hero, and we continue along our journey to that which we desire. Blame benefits no one, and it certainly does nothing to heal. The person being blamed is put on the defensive, and unless they've walked a beautifully enlightened path, they're going to feel attacked, and their ego will jump in and prompts them to respond. Usually with more blame, sometimes with denial or some excuse. Whatever their response, if they are coming from that egoic place like our blame did, the response is going to be dark and negative energy. It's going to be created by that initial blame that we threw out. Positive interaction and energy are moved into the distance, and the energy of the situation and the participants take a dive. One or both participants are going to walk away from that situation feeling attacked or drained. Blame pops up in so many ways, and in truth, it is basically an excuse that we use in an attempt to justify falling short of our goal or a perceived shortcoming towards our goal. Sometimes when we make a mistake, it's easier to blame someone else or blame the situation or blame something that distracted us than it is to accept responsibility and move on. Sometimes blame seems an appropriate response. It never is. Here are some examples of when it may seem appropriate to blame. Say, for instance, you're driving to work and someone runs a red light and slams into your car, totaling it. In this situation, it's very easy to blame the other driver. Yes, they did run the red light and they are responsible for the accident. At this point, most of us will jump up. We're going to jump into that blame game, and we're going to spend our energy blaming the other driver for our loss. We will blame the driver for us being late to work. We'll blame them for the pain that we might have in our neck that we received in that jarring motion that we experienced during the crash. We can get caught up in this, and before you know it, the driver is responsible for something totally unrelated that happens later on in the day or days later. We may be able to justify all this blame and this negative behavior in our minds and to our friends and family. However, it only serves to pull us further from resolution, further from our own power. It pulls us deeper into the negativity and darkness of the situation. When we allow this other driver to be the cause of our situations, we give them power. We give them the ability to move on. The other driver is not responsible for our reactions and our response to this event. We are. We have the option to look at things differently. We can look at the event through the eyes of love and see how we can turn this around for the good. Our smile may actually change the day of the other person, who may very well be beating themselves up horribly for the pain and loss that they caused. A smile will certainly start the healing process for all involved. You know, what does a smile cost us other than a moment in time? And guess what? We don't lose anything at all by giving it. What about giving the driver a hug? When you do that, you get a hug back. You know, maybe it's not appropriate to give a hug in certain situations, but you can always give a smile. And you empower yourself to make new thoughts around the situation when you do that. How can this accident serve highest good? Only you can find the answer. And the one sure thing is, there is always a way for any situation to serve highest good. Even in the death of a loved one, you can find a way to serve highest good. I know we've talked about it on the show before. The death of my son has served my highest good over and over again. His death allowed me to open myself to the fact that there is always more to life, and that realization started me down a beautiful path. It sure would have been nice to find that path without losing him, and I do miss him every single day. However, I am so grateful for the ability to see beyond the blame that I could have held tightly to. Now, I admit, there was a tremendous amount of blame on my part when this first happened. I blamed the doctors who couldn't save him. I blamed his mother who he lived with. I blamed me for not being there. I blamed God for allowing this terrible incident to take place. I blamed many of my failures and shortcomings over the next few years on his passing. I was fortunate to learn within about 3 years of this truth, and I learned to claim responsibility for my response and my reactions. When I did that, I was able to find inspiration and truth from his passing. Like I said, I still miss him. I wish that he would never have had to go through that, or I would never have had to go through that to find this truth, but I'm grateful that I found it. We can release blame for any situation, no matter how long ago the initial situation occurred. The results when we release blame are trust. We get freedom. We get peace. We get release. We get healing. Blame does not assist us in getting through the situation at all. We've talked about how blame will never lead us to the solution. It is even more damaging than that. Blame actually hinders the healing process immensely. Blame only serves to slow us down and take us into a darkness. It only gets in our way. Blame gives us something to do, and it even makes it seem like we're making progress when, in reality, folks, we have done nothing more than spin our wheels. Blame is a lot like the burnout competition at motorcycle rallies. I don't know if you've ever been to those or not, but they're kind of fun to watch. People lock down their motorcycles, you know, they lock down that front tire, and then they rev up their engines and pop that clutch and let that back tire start spinning. Smoke goes everywhere. They'll continue this until they literally burn completely through the tire and it bursts. Blame, like the smoke and noise, may look very cool for a while. It may even seem like you're accomplishing something and getting somewhere, but in the end, all we've done is wasted our energy. We've put up a smoke screen and we've made a lot of noise. No progress was ever made. As I said a moment ago, blame causes us to be victims, and in truth, there are no victims. There are only volunteers. By choosing to blame, We are volunteering to be victims. Release blame and feel the peace and serenity that comes from that action. Releasing blame is an act of letting go. Letting go allows room for something else, and that something else can be absolutely beautiful. Some of you may be wondering how to let it go. How do you release blame? The act of blaming can feel ingrained on a very deep level for many of us. The truth is, it is that egoic action that we talked about a little while, and the ego is an incredibly good illusionist. Blame is a negative action. Negative actions can only be available in the absence of love. Shifting the perceptions that you have of the person or the situation that you've been blaming offer an opportunity for healing. Instead of seeing the person who slammed in your car as an evil, no good SOB, see their heart. What about them can you open your heart to? How can you see them differently? How can you share your love? You do not have to go and find this person again and make amends of that sort unless you choose to. All you have to do is just shift the way you see them and then live life from your heart. Look at your life and find areas that you have been blaming someone or something else, and do this. See love. See healing. Change your perception and shift your interpretations into something that serves your highest good. Claim responsibility for your actions, your reactions, your response in the situation, and claim responsibility. In the example of the car wreck, you may have done everything right. You may have followed all of the traffic laws. You may have even done your best to avoid the accident. You can still claim responsibility for your reaction and your response to the incident. Claiming rather than blaming serves your highest good. Serving your highest good may sound like a selfish act to some of you. So hear this. Serving your highest good is the most giving action you can make. It not only gives you gifts to you by providing only good, it also serves all eternity by giving the best of you out into the world for all to see. What more can you ever give than your highest good? Know this, your highest good, whether you believe it or not, your highest good is absolutely perfect. Everything you do from that place is absolutely perfect. Each and every one of us is perfect when we come from that level, when we experience life, when we express from that level. Now, we've talked on the show many times about filling the void. Anytime we release something, there's a void, and the universe will fill that void back up. I suggest that you choose what you fill it with. Fill it with something that serves your highest good, and don't leave it up to chance. Here's a two-step process, actually a three-step process for you to consider. One of the three key ingredients for serving your highest good and removing blame from your life is to make sure you also remove the blame in each situation where you have been blaming yourself. That is essential. We don't always forgive ourselves quite as easily as we do others. The act of not blaming you is just as easy as it is for not blaming someone else. It is just not always as easy to see. Blaming ourselves has been going on for so long, we do not even realize we're doing it in many cases. Blaming ourselves is often disguised as constructive criticism. We try to convince ourselves that this critique that we're doing on ourselves will better us down the line. Well, an honest critique might help that, but blame doesn't fall into a category of honest critique, constructive criticism, or anything good at all. Here's how to tell the difference. When you are done with the critique, do you feel empowered? Or do you feel beat down? Do you feel happy or sad? If you are not empowered, happy, and ready to take another go at whatever the situation was, you have been in blame mode. Sometimes blame is openly blatant self-harassment. Whether it is the disguised method or obvious methods, blame only serves to pummel you with negativity, and negativity is nothing more than fear. Replace blame with love and give yourself a well-deserved break. And this brings us to the second key, forgiveness. Forgive others. Forgive the situation. Forgive yourself. Forgiveness is a choice, and it's the most freeing and loving thing that you can do for yourself. Forgiveness is an action that you take for your own well-being. Even when you feel the other person does not deserve forgiveness, when you withhold forgiveness from them, you only harm you. You hold yourself in the blame mode. You hold tight to the pain and the anger and any other emotions associated with the situation and the person when you fail to forgive. The Buddha once said that holding on to anger was like holding on to a hot coal and hoping the other person would get burned. Somewhere along the way, we, as a society, adopted a saying that has hindered our ability to forgive tremendously. We adopted the saying, forgive and forget. Its initial intention may have very well had some good, solid meaning that may have assisted us in forgiving. However, forgetting is not necessary at all. It's probably not even possible. I know I have a really hard time forgetting. Forgiving something that happened recently or from years ago is a conscious, heartfelt action. You are sharing part of you in the process, and that is what makes it genuine and real. Forgive and free you from the pain, the anger. Free you from a life that is blocked. Letting go of blame and forgetting is truly a freeing act that you do for you. Oftentimes, other people in your life and those in the situations may benefit as well. However, these acts of releasing blame and forgiveness truly are for you. They open the door to your healing and your moving beyond. In doing these, you claim your own power back. You take responsibility for your actions, your reactions, your interpretations, and your perceptions of the life that you live. When you can take claim over and responsibility for your actions and reactions, you get to choose the life that you live. Let go of blame, forgive you and anyone else that may be a part of the situations where you blame, and then claim responsibility. Stop volunteering to be a victim. Claim your power. Empower your life. So we have three keys to letting go of blame. The last one, of course, or the first one, however you want to look at it, there's no particular order here, is claim rather than blame. That's the tool for today. Claim rather than blame. Claim responsibility. Claim what you did in that situation, whether it just be a reaction or whether you actually took part. Claim it. One of the things I used to do with people who came to me and with some of my clients, I think I already mentioned this, and you do this with yourself, is anytime you have that negative thought, anytime you have that blame, come up with three positive affirmations. Come up with three ways that you can claim responsibility for your response, and then just let go. Forgive. Practice forgiveness for yourself, for others. Forgiveness truly is the key to opening the door to your freedom. And then replace blame with love. You do deserve a break. Let go of the anger. Let go of the negativity. Let go of all that prevents you from realizing your truth, from realizing healing in every situation. Like I said a little while ago, you can go back and do this with any area, any situation of your life where you've held on to blame. Even if you haven't consciously placed blame for something that happened years ago, if you placed blame then and you haven't forgiven the other person, do so. You can go back and heal your entire life. I promise you, releasing blame, forgiving, loving yourself, taking responsibility for your part in every situation is the key to healing. Thank you so much for listening in today. As a reminder, I've created a Life's Toolbox group on Facebook, and I invite you to join. Ask questions there. Begin conversations. I would love to see this group as a platform we can use to elevate love and peace throughout the world. When we share a part of ourselves, when we share love, when we share thoughts and opinions that are aimed towards the positive, we truly do create ripples that spread worldwide. I want you to use this group as a way to empower your own journey in life. And in doing that, you may very well shine a light on how others can empower their own journey. Like the Life's Toolbox Facebook page, you'll find daily affirmations and other goodies there as well. I do try to post up the links to our shows when I remember, and I'll be honest, I don't always remember. So go there, and then also go to my website, www.kennybrixey.com, to find out more about my books and my work. I would love to work with you on different levels as well. My deepest gratitude goes out to Brent Carey for creating this amazing resource for empowered living that is Empower Radio. Also, thanks to my producer, Mark. He is an amazing member of the Empower Radio family and an awesome producer for Life's Toolbox and other Empower Radio shows as well. Be sure to listen to some of those other shows here on Empower Radio. There will be at least one that's going to hold deep meaning for you. When you find it, share it with your friends and your family and anyone that you come across. In doing that, you share the goodness that is found on Empower Radio with the world. Until next week and beyond, claim rather than blame. Empower your journey of life. Love and peace.